CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Marinette. Your net control tonight is KN4RJ. My name is John. And my location is Inman, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. You may also check in via Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge Streaming Net. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please speak slowly. Give your call sign using standard phonetics, your name, your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Prior to the rag chew portion, we will have the Friday night tidbit on Tuesday. Fooled you, didn't I? First off, I'd like to recognize our early check-ins. And our early check-ins are W4FCM, that's Fred, and he brings along his wife Isla, N4IEI. Also like to welcome James, KW4TS, he's in Pelzer. And KC4W, that's Bill, over in Anderson. I want to thank you all for using the early check-in, and if you're listening, I hope you're having a good evening. There are currently no Echolink stations, so this being Tuesday night, we'll start with the India through Lima group. India through Lima. The first letter of your suffix begins with one of those letters, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. John, this is James, KK4JFO, up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. I'll be saying 73s for each one of you.
For RJN. It's great to hear you again this week. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone out there, have a great night and Merry Christmas. 73.
Net Control. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. It's KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you and all of them at 73.
RJN. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, Lima, Lima. That's Joe and Greer testing a new HT tonight. Other than that, I've got nothing.
RJN. Kilo, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, India, KI-4-LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, W4IOE, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. John, good evening to you and your bride there, and good evening to all on the net. John, we got a bunch going on, so we're just going to be in and out, maybe 4 hours.
For RJN. In Kilo Bravo 3, Kilo Victor Tango, KB3, KBT, Dock and North Pickens, negative and negative, in and out, Merry Christmas.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Good group going on here. So we've got James, KK4JFO, up there on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, I hope you're having a good evening. And our good friend Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, you tell Donna we said hi, and a Merry Christmas to you too, sir. And KG4JIA, that's Dennis. Over in Gaffney, KO4ALL, that's Joe, over in Greer. Joe, your handheld's sounding pretty good. Coming in Lima, Charlie there, buddy. Your good friend Andy, KI4LZI up there in Table Rock, Pickens County. And Sid, W4IOE up there in Fletcher, North Carolina. And KB3KVT, that's Doc. And I forget where you said you were at, Doc. I didn't think you were still in Austin, Pennsylvania, so I looked over there and whoops. Okay, I got to fix that. Anyway, Sid, if you're still on W4IOE, you want to put in a quick plug for your Sunday night nip?
We're trying to get ready for Christmas around here. The net is on Sunday evenings at 8 o'clock on 146-640 with a tone of 91.5 at 8 o'clock Sunday evenings. And at 9 or a few minutes thereafter, they have the slow scan net on the 2-meter side there. Thank you, John. W4IOE, we got to get out of here. Take care and thanks for calling the net.
Folks, if you can on Sunday nights, go up and visit with Sid on his net, and just a couple clicks up from where we're at. He always comes down and tries to support us, and he's got a great group of folks up there. So, any other stations, India through Lima, please call KI4, KN4, RJN, or Net Control.
RJN. Kindly check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey Echo, Larry in Piedmont, South Carolina, and I'm negative and negative this evening. Thanks for calling the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Merritt. I'd like to welcome Larry over in Piedmont, K4LWE. Larry, hope you're having a good evening. Merry Christmas to you. No echo link stations. Let's slide on down the alphabet to the Mike through Papa group. Mike through Papa, M through P. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control. Hello, X-ray for Mike and Tango. KX4MT, Mike and Pickens, and I'll be negative, negative. Merry Christmas.
4RJN. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo, Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
For RJN. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walden Inman, I'll be negative, negative. And I'd like to wish you and all on the net a Merry Christmas.
4RJN. NK4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
This is KN4RJ and that's Girl Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome KX4MT, that's Mike, up there at Pickens, and KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and she brings along the family, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they're all over in Piedmont. Ray, need you tell Rick and Michelle, we said hi. And my good buddy Walt, K4OIM, right here in beautiful Inman, South Carolina. Walt, hope you're having a good evening. And K4OSH, Pat, over in Malden. And Merry Christmas to all of you. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Going to slide on down the alphabet now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T. First letter of your suffix falls in one of those letters, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Whiskey 4, Romeo, Romeo, Juliet. Ralph, Marshall, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Good, sir. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. It's Gabriel. I'm mobile in Fletcher, and I'll just be in and out. Appreciate you. Merry Christmas.
4 RJN. Check in, November 2, Sierra Uniform Bravo, N2SUB. Jim in South Greenville. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Merritt. I'd like to welcome Ralph, W4RRJ, over Marshall. And Gabriel, KN4TZW, out mobiling around. Gabriel, you take care out there on the mobile. Watch out for all the crazy people. And N2SUB, that's Jim over in Greenville. Jim, hope you're having a good evening, and Merry Christmas to all of you. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations? Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We're going to slide on down the alphabet now to the Uniform Through Zulu group. Uniform Through Zulu. Call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN.
This is Fletcher, not mobile, in Easley, South Carolina. K4 Yankee November Golf. K4 YNG. No traffic. No chatter.
Please check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott. Constate negative and negative, and I'll be listening.
This is KN4RJN at Carol Blues 2 Red. Like to welcome Fletch, K4YNG. Fletch, hope you're having a good evening, and Merry Christmas to you. And Scott, KX4YM, over Greenville. Scott, hope you're having a good evening. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Unit. We're going to slide on down now to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Good evening, John. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
RJN. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry, and Anderson. No traffic, no comments tonight. Hope everyone has a Merry Christmas.
JN. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
KN4RJN. And the net. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf. I'm AK, I'm in Easley. Negative, negative.
KN4RJN. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer. Negative, negative. Thanks for calling that tonight, John.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Dave, KO4AOW, right here in beautiful Inman, South Carolina. And N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. And KB2BYQ, David, I love that call sign. Over in Easley, hope you're having a good night. And AK, W4AKG, over in Easley, hope you're having a good night, AK. And our net manager that keeps us all straight, W4DJW. Hope you all having a good night. Merry Christmas to all of you, and thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We're going to slide on down the alphabet now to the Echo Through Hotel group. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN, please check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over in Northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you, John. Everybody on the net, hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody has a Merry Christmas.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Like, welcome, Dan, WB4FEE. Hope you're having a good evening, Dan. Hadn't heard you on the air in a while. How you doing there, brother?
Doing okay, John. Been away for a little bit and just kind of getting my bearings back. So I had to work today, so getting back in the swing of things. You know how it goes. Hope everything's well with y'all, and hope everything's well with everybody. So y'all just check me in and out tonight, but I'll be around here listening.
This is KN4RJN, that girl Blue is too, isn't it? Well, yeah, Dan, I used to know how that was, but glad to hear you back on the radio. Any other stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 and Net. That's once around the alphabet, folks, so we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If there's a letter in your call sign, and you know there is, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Check in, Kilo, November 4, Hotel, Tango, Papa, KN4, HTP. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 and Net. Like, welcome to our net controllers, Wendy, KN4HTP, and her husband, Mark, W2MJB. Wendy, you tell Mark and Max we said hi. And got the scope out again this evening and looked at some stars. Neighbors came over, and it wasn't near as windy. So it was still cold, but it wasn't near as windy. So tell them all we said hi. Hope you're having a Merry Christmas, and thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. And Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Now securing the formal portion of the net. Well, thanks to everybody for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. But I would invite you to stick around for the Friday night tidbit on Thursday. And this is a request from our net manager. He wanted to hear this one. So this will be coming to you here in about 10 seconds as soon as I put on my glasses and relight my cigar. Stand by. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Human body temperature is dropping. Indigenous Amazon dwellers are helping to bolster recent findings that normal body temperature, about 37 degrees Celsius or 98.6 Fahrenheit, might not be so normal anymore. The Tasmin people in Bolivia have experienced roughly a half a degree C drop on average in body temperatures over a decade and a half. Anthropologist Michael Gervin of the University of California, Santa Barbara, and colleagues report in the October 28th Advances. The finding echoes the half-degree drop in average body temperature reported earlier this year in a study of three U.S. population cohorts over 157 years. In that research, normal body temperature fell by 0.03 degrees centigrade per decade. Break. Body temperature is a sort of surrogate for basal metabolic rate, the number of calories required to keep the body working while at rest. Higher rates and thus higher body temperatures have been linked to shorter lifespans and lower body mass. Body temperature, which also reflects circadian rhythms, immune function, and the presence or absence of disease, as well as ambient temperatures, is affected by age, sex, and time of day. Break. Than a matter of curiosity, lower temperature could be indicative of a change in basic human physiology, says Jill Whalen, an epidemiologist at the Scripps Research Translational Institute of La Jolla, California. And this could mean rethinking what is considered a fever, a timely question given the use of temperature checks to screen for COVID-19. Break. Reduced rates of infectious disease and inflammation as a result of lifestyle changes and improved access to medical care could be the reason for the drops. But making that link definitively has proven difficult, Gurin says. The 37 degree C normal was derived in the mid-1800s based on a study of German people. Most recent studies suggesting a lower body temperature today have largely focused on population in relatively wealthy countries. Break. The new study focuses on the indigenous group of horticulturalists and foragers. Most Samane people live in villages without running water or electricity. Rapid community changes over the last few decades include increased access to market foods and antibiotics. Gervin and colleagues examined 17,958 temperature measurements from 5,481 Samane teens and adults and found that the half-degree average body temperature drop had just taken place in 16 years from 2002 to 2018. Break. To find a cause for the decrease, the team looked at several variables related to ambient temperatures and health. Respiratory illnesses among the Samane people declined over time, the team found, but other health conditions such as parasitic infections and blood disease remained common. Overall, the researchers did not find a connection between the decrease in average body temperature and any individual variable or combination of variables. Right? And colleagues still suspect that the lower average body temperature could have arisen as a result of increased access to medications such as painkillers or antibiotics or better nutrition. Even without a clear explanation, this growing body of evidence suggests that normal body temperature might be more appropriately viewed as a range that varies from person to person, not as a fixed value across the population, says infection disease specialist Waylon Javid of the Mount Sinai Downtown Health Network in New York City. I invite your comments. This is KN4RJN at Grove Blue Ridge Supernet. We have a EchoLink station up, so EchoLink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4 FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown.
This is KN4RJN, that drove Blue Ridge 2 Minute, like welcome Richard, KK4 FTU over here in Slabtown. Hope you're having a good evening. Richard, Merry Christmas to you. I got no comments on the body temperature thing, but I can tell you for sure that my body temperature is dropping because I'm always cold, but in any event. Any of the check-ins, Alpha to Zulu, Zulu to Alpha, or anybody got any comments, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
JN, KK4JBQ, returning.
Hey Larry, how you doing?
Hold up. John, I think my normally low body temperature might be normal. Interesting that you chose that tidbit. Interesting that it should land on today. I have for years had a lower than 37 degrees C body temperature. I think it's because I'm generally healthy, and I don't think I've had even a cold in 15 years. So I think I have to agree with the general accepted causality that we're better nourished and we have better health care. Take care of ourselves a little better, perhaps, because we can. What do you think, John?
Just can for our Jan. Well, Larry, it seems reasonable. They can't definitively narrow that down because these indigenous people, while they did get better food and access to medical care, they still have, you know, infectious diseases. They still live in villages with no electricity, no running water, and whatnot. So that's, you know, but in the temperature jump anyway. So. It's definitely probably a possibility, and it's probably far too complicated to tease that out without studies. I know when I was a science teacher for 18 years, I had a sink right there at my station. My teacher's desk was basically a science station. When I went from chalkboards to dry erase markers, you keep getting that stuff on your fingers, and I'm washing my hands continually, and I think that's what kept me healthy all that time. When flu and whatever, you know, stomach viruses and all the other stuff was rampaging through the school, I was staying healthy because I was washing my hands, you know, 5, 6, 7 times a day to get the black marker off my fingers. So I'm sure that helped.
You may be right about that. I've always washed my hands frequently. I think it's just a thing that I do. Interesting that the last time I had, let's see what it was, a dental appointment with my dentist, they aimed one of those little non-contact forehead temperature gauges at me and announced that I had a low body temperature. And I told them, that's normal for me. And they said, we don't want you in here, and sent me away. I am just shocked at the amount of fear that people have, and for whatever reason they choose to have it, just amazing. I stood up for myself, I thought, and I says, well, listen, I'll go out and wait in my car, and when anyone is ready to see me, I'll then come in. And they bought it, so, you know, I did have my checkup. But it's a fascinating time we're living in. And everybody bone up. KK4JBQ.
Checked with one of those things. They shot my forehead and took my temperature, and it was, I don't know, 97 something. And I said, well, you don't have a fever. And I thought, well, if it gets up to 98.6, I probably do have a fever, because I know it runs a little on the low side anyway. But by the same token, I don't control my body temperature very well, because I can get cold at, you know, my wife sets the thermostat 71 degrees, and I think it's freezing in there. And on cold days like today, when the wind wasn't blowing but the sun was out, I went out and basked in the sun a little bit, try to warm up. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying. The Chinese said, as an ancient curse, may you live in interesting times, and these times are certainly interesting.
Well, brother, I tell you, one thing to keep in mind, of course, is that as we age and our activity level, and generally speaking, activity level, decreases, our metabolism decreases over a period of time, of course. But what we wind up doing is finding ourselves less able to maintain a constant body temperature. It ebbs and flows. And I accept that. I think just gracefully accepting older age, notice how I said that, older age, is a blessing if you can manage it, if you can tell yourself that I'm just getting older and we'll get along. What do you think?
I'm not getting any older. I'm still 22, but at least in my head. My body tells me, you know, otherwise, but I like multiply that by three. But anyway, yeah, I know what you're telling. I know when I go to sleep and wake up, I am freezing. So I figure my body temperature must drop down into the 50s somewhere, because I wake up, I'm freezing to death. It could be 98 degrees outside, and I'm going, wow, I got to go outside and warm up. Now my wife looks at me like I'm crazy. But yeah, we slow down as we get older. I know that. I'm certainly slowed down almost. I've got a self-winding watch that I have to watch. Wind continuously, because I don't move enough to keep it going.
How are you, John? It has worked for me, and just lately, because I saw an ad. I'm sorry, but that's how the knowledge came to me. They are now making socks that are particularly made for wear at bedtime, because, of course, our extremities are, you know, way out there as far as the heart is concerned. The furthest thing away from your heart is probably your toes. So just put on a fresh pair, and that's important. If you don't have any special knitted fabrics or whatever to put around your feet, put on a fresh pair and try that. You'll wake up warm and toasty. I have done that for a couple of weeks now, and it's a miracle. I wake up well slept, and I think a little better off. What do you think?
I've been using the cats for that, and the dog. The dog sleeps on my feet, and the cat comes up and sleeps up on my chest, and that helps keep me warm, but they don't stay there all night, and they'll eventually get off so that when I wake up, I'm cold. So I'll try the sock thing and see how that works.
A little bit of wisdom all around. I do thank you, John. I thank you for being the good net control that you are, the friendly voice and a friendly net. I'm proud to be a part of it. You have yourself a good night. Everyone out there have a great night. Be talking to everybody later. 7-3.
And for RJ and that control Blue Ridge 2, thank you, Larry. And you tell Donna we said hi, and you have a Merry Christmas. Let's take a break here and see if there's any other check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
In. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. Kip 4 all with David Richard and Grable. No traffic, no round table. Missed my turn a while ago. I had my mouth full of chocolate cookies.
This is KN4RJN at Control Blue Ridge 2 Marinette. Like, welcome, Richard. K4ROW. You got any cookies left, Richard?
There's a few left in there. I think I had a dozen to start with. I'll be. Oh, 5, 6 seven left.
I'll be right over. actually, I think I do have some cookies up there. Wendy brought me some cake and some pumpkin bread the other night. And I haven't, I ate the cake today for breakfast, but I'll have to get on the pumpkin bread here in a little while. Wendy, you baking anything else out there? You still listening? This is KN4RJ at Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Well, my chocolate meter's not going off, so I guess Wendy's not baking this evening. But, Richard, you have a good evening. Enjoy those cookies, and hope you have a Merry Christmas, and thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha Zulu, Zulu Drama, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute, W4DJW. Are you still listening? This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. We have an EchoLink station up, so EchoLink stations only, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha X-Ray Romeo, KO4AXR, and I'm out of Greer. It's been a while since I've been on the net, but I'm glad to be here today. Thank you.
This is KN4RJN at Coral Blue Ridge 2 Red. Like, welcome, Nicholas, KO4AXR. I'm glad you could make it back, Nick. Thanks for stopping by. Merry Christmas to you, and hope you're having a good evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Almost choked on my tea there for a minute, but I'm back. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or anyone for comments, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
I might have a theory on your tidbit there.
SUB, go ahead with your comments, sir.
Without mixing myself up, then to SUB. In the third world or underdeveloped countries, people are more, let's say, active, and so their pulse rate's a little bit lower, whereas we sit around a lot, and our pulse rate's a little bit higher if we don't exercise. So think of it like a radio. If you're not working as hard, your pulse is lower, you're not going to be as hot. That's it. Over.
This is KN4RJN. Well, that's a possibility, James. I'm sure that that factors into it. Like I said, there's a number of variables in there, and they're trying to tease out which variable or combination of variables, and I'm sure that's probably one of them. I know. In fact, if you're exercising, if you're moving around, you do that frequently, your heart rate, you know, drops. So you're not pumping as much blood, but I don't know if that necessarily translates into a lower body temperature, but I suppose it could. So that's an interesting theory. Larry, are you still listening? John, KK4JVQ. thoughts on James' theory?
Yes, I think that's probably true. It probably is a factor. A lot of factors. You can't just look at one vector, you might call it, and say, well, I've got the answer. No, everything goes in and it swirls around and becomes amalgamated. All things are like that. All things are complicated. And we have gotten very good at discovering the complications in most things that are important. But everything is that way. I don't think myself wise. I just can't be as wise as it would take to have everything figured out. So I just lay here in my comfort of knowing as much as I know, and I just enjoy the life I have and the people that are close. I enjoy this net. I enjoy you, John. And that's how we have to look at life. Find your happiness where you can, with whom you can. I wish I had the answer to everything. I really do. I've wanted that all my life. Back in the early 60s, that's before some people listening may have been born, I don't know. Back in the early 60s, I was a young child, probably 10 or 11. And I just cried like a baby. I cried like a baby for a set of encyclopedias. I wanted that more than anything. And I got my wish. And I studied those things, and they only contained a fraction, a tiny fraction of what we know now, even though encyclopedias are probably not even published anymore. But I've been on I've had that thirst, been on that path to knowing more, a little bit more every day. It's a fine thing to do. KK4, JBQ.
Yeah, Larry, I've still got my set of encyclopedias. They're sitting on the shelves over there, and every once in a while I pull them out and breeze through them. But, encyclopedias have gone the way of the dinosaur, I think. They publish them online now. Everything's online now. But, I hear what you're saying. It's all connected, and, a small, infection in one part of the body affects the entire thing. So there's so many different things that affect the body that, I'm sure the indigenous folks that are running around spending their days, fixing up the hut and hunting for food and doing a whole lot more than what we do. I mean, we hop in the car, we drive to the grocery store, pick up the stuff, bring it home, and that's about all the walking that gets done is to the car, to the store, back to the car, and into the house. I hear what you're saying. Any other thoughts, James? N2SUB.
And returning, excuse me. I tend to, as Larry said, find the complexities in everything, and I have lots of questions, which is why I come to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, so I find out some of the answers anyway, but that's all I've got for tonight. Back to you, N2SUB.
Roger that. This is KN4RJN. Well, James, thank you for hanging around and chatting with us. Larry, you too. Always good to hear you on the radio, Larry. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Might slip in under the wire here for the final. Not necessarily want to be the final, but just hanging out to the end. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike, location Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, John. 73, Merry Christmas to you and everyone on the net.
This is KN4RJN at Blue Ridge 2 Net. I'd like to welcome Mike, AK4HR, one of our net controllers. Mike, we were waiting on you. I was just kind of hanging around here waiting for you to hop in there because I know you're always late. But thanks for stopping by. And Merry Christmas to you, and you have a good evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if anybody's got comments, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
This is KK4JBQ with one last note. Just something for everybody to remember. Keep this in your mind. We are marvelously made. That's it. KK4JBQ, clear.
is KN4RGN. That's Carl Blue. It's 2 minutes. Larry, I couldn't agree more. Thank you, sir, for your comments. One last call. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. For anybody else got comments, please call KN4RGN or Net Control. This is KN4RGN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Please stand by for my net report. This is KN4RGN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I want to thank everybody for checking in, and now we'll secure the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. And we will return the repeater to normal amateur radio operations. Your net control tomorrow night is Gary, our swap net master. Please come by and say hello to him and check in with him. This is KN4RJN. Y'all take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Y'all have a good evening. KN4RJN, I am clear.